Hey, it's Dean Bakari. Welcome to day number 16 of Make It Happen. By now, you've identified and listed out each of the major roles that you hold in your life, and you've used the drill down method from days 9 and 10 to create separate outlines or overviews for each of your 7 to 10 most important long-term goals. Now, we're going to bring it all together, baby. Switch over to the materials tab, if you would, and download today's action guide. Hit pause if you need to. And once you've gotten it opened up, inside, take a look at it, and you'll find a productivity tool that I call action planning. Now, this tool is designed to help you identify the steps and the strategies that you need to take to make each of your long-term goals, each of your greatest goals, a reality. Right? This is where you start. It's where the rubber meets the road. Right? This is where you're taking action. This is where you're making progress. This is where you're moving the needle on your goals, on those long-term goals that you've set for yourself. So let's dive right in. Now, once you open up the PDF, the action guide, you'll see a template. It says action planning template. Go ahead and open that up. Now, for each template, you'll see that there's a number of tables. Right. One says long-term goal. Right next to that says deadline. Below that, you'll see something that says why this goal is important to me. Then you'll see another table with several rows. And above, it says next actions and then deadlines. So in the section that's marked long-term goal, you want to write down one of your 7 to 10 long-term goals that you created with the drill down method. Right, you can choose to write either your ultimate goal or you can choose to write your one-year goal in this section. Just pick one and write it down. And then underneath that, in the section marked deadline, or right next to it rather, you'll want to write down when you plan to accomplish your long-term goal. Then in the section marked why this goal is important to me, you want to write down a brief explanation of why you're absolutely committed to making this goal happen. And when I say absolutely committed, I mean really get emotional about it. Get visceral about it. Feel it in your bones. And if you want to give it some extra power, write down everything that you'll get in your life once you've accomplished this goal or achieved this ultimate outcome for yourself. And then give it some even more power by writing down what will happen in your life if you don't take action on this goal. If you don't take the steps that you need to take in order to accomplish this goal that you've identified as one of your most important goals in your life right now. So that is the section for why this goal is important to you. In the section marked next actions, you're going to want to write down all the steps that are necessary to accomplish your goal, right? This is where the real work comes in. Right? So write down everything that you can think of, all the strategies, all the steps, and prioritize them ideally from most important to least important, step by step, for each of the goals that you've got. So you want to fill out a separate, by the way, if it isn't already obvious enough, you want to fill out a separate action plan for each of your major 7 to 10 goals, your most important goals. So by the time you're done with this, you should have 7 to 10 action plans for each of your major goals in life. Now, after your next actions, you'll see right next to that, you'll see deadlines, a deadline section for each of your next actions. And what you want to do there is just attach an approximate deadline to each of the steps. Don't overthink it. Just jot down a quick deadline for each step. Now, again, one action plan per goal. Create a separate action plan for each of your 7 to 10 most important long-term goals, and be flexible with your deadlines. Right? Keep in mind that nothing is set in stone. Although you want to hold yourself accountable to each of the deadlines that you set, you don't want to be too hard on yourself either, right? If you're unable to meet them. The simple fact that you've even attached a deadline to a goal is powerful in and of itself. And even if you miss a deadline, you're still more likely to accomplish your goal faster than you would have if you never set a deadline in the first place. So be flexible here. And then once you've gone through this exercise for each of your most important goals, here's what I want you to do. First and foremost, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a high five. Now that you've broken down each of your most important goals into actionable steps, you can now schedule those steps into your months, into your weeks, and into your days. You've got a clear picture of what you want and what you need to do in order to get it, which is beautiful. Next thing to keep in mind, keep your action plans accessible. Have your action plans close at hand and make sure that they're easy to access whenever you need them. Right? You want to either use a paper-based solution to organize them, you can print them out, or you can just use the digital-based solution. And by the way, each of the fields in this template, you can type right into, or you can just print it out and write it in by, fill it in by hand. Now, whatever you choose, you want to make sure that it's simple, it's portable, and it's easy for you to access. Next thing to keep in mind, enhance your plans as necessary. Think of your action plans, again, as flexible living documents that you can edit, enhance, or modify as necessary. And if you need to adjust or modify any of your next actions, go for it. If you need to change a deadline, do it. If you get new ideas for actions that might help you accomplish your goals, add them to your plans. Add them to your action plans. And then the last step I want you to take is this. Once you've created an action plan for each of your long-term goals, grab a basic 3x5 index card and just list out those long-term goals for yourself. Not the action plans, not the steps or anything like that. Just write down your 7 to 10 long-term goals on that index card. And this will give you a quick glance at what really matters most to you right now. And then what I'd like you to do is put this card in your purse or your wallet and carry it with you at all times. When you wake up in the morning, take a quick look at your card. When you get to work, take a quick look at your card. And before you go to bed at night, take a quick look at your card. This way, the first thing that you think about and the last thing that you think about every day are your goals, right? The stuff that really matters to you. And I cannot overstate the power of this simple exercise. So after you've finished all of your action planning exercises and filled them out for each of your major goals, grab a little index card and just jot down quickly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, your top 10 goals or your top 7 goals, and keep them with you at all times. Just keep that card with you at all times. Glance at it throughout the day, but start your day by glancing at it and end your day by glancing at it. And you'll start to see the power of what it, you'll begin to recognize, because once you've got this written down, you're constantly looking at what matters most to you in life. What you focus on will expand. You know, you're looking at your goals and then bam, all of a sudden, as you're driving to work, you get an idea. Okay, this strategy here might help me accomplish this goal faster. Or maybe I should take this way instead of this way. Maybe I should do this instead of this. Maybe I should contact this person instead of that person. Or maybe I should contact both of them. Or maybe I should do that. You'll start getting ideas because what matters most to you, your goals, are being reviewed on a regular basis throughout the day, and they're at the forefront of your mind. So try that exercise. It's very, very powerful. End it after you've completed your action planning exercises for each of your goals. Go ahead and grab that card, 3x5 basic index card. Just quickly jot down your top 7 to 10 long-term goals and put it in your pocket. Carry it with you. Look at it first thing in the morning. Look at it before bed. And then get ready to make it happen. You've drilled down on your most important goals. You've listed your next actions for each of them, but now how do you know which one to work on and when? Well, in our next lesson, I'm going to show you how to create a weekly plan that sets you up for success. But again, for now, think about what you can get done today. Think about what you can get done tomorrow or next week to move the needle on your ultimate outcomes and goals. Get this exercise done. I know this is a bit more than you may be used to with our lessons, but trust me when I tell you that it's absolutely worth it. It's absolutely worth it to take your goals, break them down into actionable steps, and have a clear picture of what you need to do in order to achieve them. The confidence that comes from breaking down everything that matters to you in your life, each of the major goals, breaking them down one by one. Hey, this is what I need to do in order to achieve this goal. This is what I need to do in order to achieve this goal. It's going to make your entire life so much more simple and so much more actionable. So try organizing and executing around these goals by scheduling some of the steps after you've completed these exercises into your calendar or planning system and start playing around with taking action on some of these steps if you can. And we'll get to the rest later. In our next lesson, what I'm going to do is break down how to create a weekly plan that really sets you up for success. So until then, go ahead and do the work, and I will see you in the next lesson.